Numbers chapter 14. I want this morning, with the Lord's help, to consider the words of verse 24. Numbers 14 and verse 24. The Lord said to Moses, "But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and has followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto we went, and his seed shall possess it." Following their deliverance from bondage in the house of Egypt, the Lord led the children of Israel to Kadesh Barnea, and to the border of the promised land. There, by God's direction, 12 men were sent out, one from each tribe, to search out the land. Chapter 13, verses 18 to 20. Now, after searching the land for 40 days, the 12 spies returned to report their findings. They all agreed on one thing. They all agreed that it was an exceeding good land, a land flowing with milk and honey. But 10 of the spies could see difficulties. Difficulties that were, in their opinion, insurmountable. Chapter 13 and verse 31. "But the men that went up with him said, We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come to the of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight." But one of the spies, one of the 12, yea, two of them, were of a different mind. For one of them, namely Caleb, verse 30, stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." Now this response by Caleb so angered the people, the children of Israel, that they were ready to stone him. Chapter 14, verse 10. They were ready to stone Stephen because he had brought up a faithful report. Or Caleb, because he had brought a faithful report. God intervened and declared that he would judge the people for their murmuring and for their rejection of Caleb and for their rebellion. Chapter 14, verses 29 and 30, the words which we read this morning. But God then singles out this man, Caleb, for special mention. And he says there, "But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and has followed me fully. Him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed or his children shall possess it. Caleb. His name has a variety of meanings according to Bible translators. And yet while he has a variety of meanings to his name, each meaning tells us something and says something about his character, which is indeed very true. First of all, his name is said to mean bold. And Caleb, who followed the Lord fully, was bold for the Lord. Even as Solomon wrote in Proverbs 28 verse 1, the wicked flee where no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Caleb, without a doubt, was a man who was bold as a lion. His name has been given another interpretation. Some have said that it means all heart. And my, if ever a man's name was true of that man's character, it is the name Caleb. For Caleb was all heart. It was a fitting name for a man who followed the Lord with all of his heart. Proverbs 23 verse 7 says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. And what Caleb was in heart, that's what he was. He was all heart. Now the third meaning is perhaps on the face of it less flattering. And I don't mean any disrespect to our grandson of the same name. Because most interpreters say that it signifies a dog. A dog is not all badness though. For it has this virtue, that it follows its master. And therein this Caleb is well named. For never was a dog so faithful in following its master as Caleb was in following his God. And we can see from the words of our text that Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, God says, have followed me fully. Now regarding this matter of following the Lord and following him fully, may the Lord give us all then the spirit that was in Caleb. Because if we're Christians this morning, we have all been called to follow the Lord. Follow me. Follow me. And I will make you fishers of men. And not only are we to follow the Lord, not only are we to follow Christ, but we are to follow him with all of our heart. We're to follow him fully. Fully. Completely. We're to be all heart for Christ, as Caleb was all heart for God. I want us first of all to notice Caleb's readiness to follow the Lord fully. From the moment we are introduced to Caleb, we can see how ready he was to follow the Lord and indeed to follow him with all of his heart. We see that he was a man with a commission. was commissioned by the Lord to go and spy out the land with the other leaders of the tribes. Look at chapter 13 and verse 2. Send thy men that they may search the land of Canaan which I give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their father shall ye send a man, every one a ruler among them. And verse 6, of the tribe of Judah, Caleb the son of Jephunneh. And so we see that Caleb was of the tribe of Judah. And then we notice in verse 17, and Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan. And he said unto them, get you up this way southward and go up into the mountain. So there was Caleb. He was given this commission. He was commissioned to go along with the others and to spy out the land. This he did with Joshua, and they were the only two out of the 12 that brought back a true and an honest report. And I thought about that. Two men out of 12. It's not a very encouraging ratio. Only two out of 12 were faithful to the Lord. Only two out of 12 brought back a true and honest report. The others brought back an evil report. Only two, because later on Joshua was described as having followed the Lord fully. Only two out of 12 followed the Lord fully. I wonder, is it the same today? I wonder, is it the same today that the majority of Christians do not follow the Lord fully? That those who follow the Lord fully, those who are all heart for God, are really in the minority. That's something to think about. And that's something that we could ask ourselves today. Am I standing with the 10? Or am I standing with the 2? Do I stand today with Caleb and Joshua? Men who were all heart for God. Men who followed the Lord fully. Or do we stand with the 10? The majority, really, of Christians today who were not following the Lord fully. He was a man with a commission. He was a man of conviction. This man, Caleb, who followed the Lord fully. The fact that he followed the Lord fully shows that he was a man of conviction. He believed in what he was doing. He believed in the cause that he was involved in. It was the cause of God, of his Lord. For the Lord had promised this land to his people. And he sent the spies up to look and to view the land. And to see the land he had promised to them. It was a good land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And Caleb was one of those who believed in the cause of his God. He was a man of conviction. And believer, you'll find that men and women, Christians, that are men and women of conviction, they'll follow the Lord fully. There's nothing going to put them off. There's nothing going to hinder them because they have conviction. They believe in what they're doing. Caleb didn't care what the other 10 spies said. He didn't care about their report. As far as he was concerned, he was going to possess the land. And we read in chapter 14, and there in verse 6, and Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. I want you to notice in verse 6, Joshua and Caleb are both mentioned as addressing the children of Israel. But in verse 30 of the previous chapter, Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, you see, there are those times when we have to stand alone. And there in chapter 13 and verse 30, Caleb stood alone because he was a man of conviction. He stilled the people and said, let us go up at once and possess the land. Now in chapter 14, verse 6, Joshua has joined him. And they rent their clothes when they heard the murmuring and the rebellion of the children of Israel. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. They're bread for us. We'll take them as easy as taking a piece of bread. He's a man of conviction. And he believed in what he was doing. Believer, as if we're men and women of conviction, we'll go through with God. And no difficulty will stand in our way. Whenever the 10 spies came back, they could see all the difficulties. Indeed, whenever they gave the report there at the end of chapter 13, they had to exaggerate to make it look even worse. These are giants. We're like grasshoppers in their sight. They had to exaggerate the situation to try and convince the children of Israel, no, we cannot go up. But as I said, Caleb was a man who followed the Lord fully. He was a man of conviction. And the man of conviction will follow the Lord fully. Like those we read about in John 6 and verse 66. From that time forth, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. They followed him for a while. They didn't follow him fully. They followed him for a while. Until they heard a word from the Lord that offended them. A word that they could not take. And so they went back and walked no more with him. Oh, believer, how many are like those disciples. They follow the Lord for a while. Until maybe a word is preached that they don't like or they don't agree with, and they walk no more with him. They go back. No conviction. No conviction. They see the difficulties. And they go back. I remember when the Free Church started and my wife and I started to attend the Free Church. In Tandragee, there was no building, obviously, and a group of people there that wanted to start a Free Church hired this Orange Hall. It was away out in the country. audience hall was in a bad state of repair. Some people said, we're not going there to worship. Well, wait till you get a better building. We're not going in there. Another said, doesn't matter where we're going, we're going to start a free church. And if it means meeting in an old dilapidated building, doesn't matter. Because you see, they were men of conviction. They believed this was the church that was needed for that town and that area. They believed in what was being preached from the pulpits of the free church. And they said, this is what we want. And all the difficulties that arose, they were all overcome. And they're all able to say, let us go up. Let us go on. Let us go through with God. Men of conviction will always follow the Lord fully, all the way, as Caleb did. He was a man of conviction. He was a man who was consecrated. There can be no argument about Caleb being a man who was consecrated to his Lord. Because it is written, but my servant Caleb, we pointed out before, very few men in the Bible are given that title. Very few. Very few men are called the servant of God. Moses, Abraham, Job, and now Caleb joins that honored role, that role of honor. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, has followed me fully. Mark that. He didn't follow the crowd. He followed the Lord. He's consecrated to the Lord. He didn't see the giants in the land. No, he saw the Lord. The 10 spies say, oh, we see the giants. We see the difficulties. What did Caleb say? Caleb said that if the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us in. Caleb could only see the Lord. He followed the Lord. He didn't bow to the murmuring, angry, rebellious Israelites. He only bowed to the Lord. He didn't surrender to the enemy. He surrendered to God alone. He was surrendered to the will of his God. Because you see, he was a man who was consecrated to God. He was a man who followed the Lord fully. He was all heart for God. How often do you come across believers in your own circles, in your own circle of friends? How many times do you come across people who are all heart for God and all heart for Christ? Who's prepared to sacrifice anything and everything for God? That's Caleb. Caleb followed the Lord fully. The word fully in Deuteronomy 1 verse 36 is translated wholly. He wholly followed the Lord. The word means to make full, or it means fulfill, to go after. Wholly. Caleb was determined No matter what difficulties may appear to be in his road, he was determined to go after his Lord. Holy. That's how Caleb followed the Lord. Nothing but nothing came between him and his God, unlike Solomon. Would you turn with me, please, to 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 11. And you recall how Solomon began his reign? You can read the third chapter of 1 Kings, and there you read about how Solomon began his reign. We're told there that he loved the Lord. And he prayed. He wanted to do what was right. In 1 Kings 11, he's well into his reign now, and things have changed. And we read in 1 Kings 11, verse 6, "And Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord, and went not fully after the Lord, as did David his father." He went not fully after the Lord. It's the same word that's used to describe Caleb. What had happened? Sin had come in between Solomon and his Lord. He's no longer consecrated to God and to the cause of the Lord. Sin has come in, and he's no longer wholehearted for God. Yes, it is true. Sin can be a hindrance to us following the Lord fully. Sin is always a hindrance. And certainly in following the Lord. What is it that is keeping us from the place of consecration? From that place where we can say, "Lord Jesus, I give thee my heart." Yes, we have given him our soul. But what about giving him her heart? He was a man who was consistent. This man, Caleb. You get a concordance. And in that concordance, look up the name Caleb. And then look at every reference where his name is found in Scripture. And not once in all of Scripture do you read about Caleb being half-hearted. Do you ever read of him going back? Do you ever read of him being lukewarm? Do you ever read of him being lazy? No. The thing about Caleb was always going forward. Remember? Remember when near the end of his days, he was 80 years of age and he was still wanting to claim mountains for God. That was his cry, was not his prayer, "Lord, give me this mountain." See, he's still going on. He's still going forward. He never went back. You never read of Caleb's life going on and fits and starts. Every time, almost, you find Caleb's name, you find those words. Caleb followed the Lord fully. You'll find it in Numbers 32, verses 11 and 12. You'll find it in Deuteronomy 1, verse 36. You'll find it in Joshua 14, verse 9. And here in our text, see, Caleb was consistent. He was consistent. All through his life, right to the very end, Caleb followed the Lord fully. whatever don't you and I lament, surely would do. As we look back on our life, do we not lament and cry over and mourn over those days when we were in Bypath Meadow? When we weren't going on following the Lord fully. When we were half-hearted about the things of God. Of every right to mourn. I look at Caleb. He followed the Lord fully right through to his last days. He was still following the Lord fully in his last days. He reminds me so much of Paul. Paul said in Philippians 3 verses 13 and 14, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. He said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. There's Paul. He doesn't think about going back. He doesn't think about standing still. He doesn't think about slackening his pace. He thinks about going forward. Forward, ever forward. Following, ever following. He followed the Lord fully right until that point where he was able to say, I am now ready to be offered. And the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Followed the Lord fully right to the end. I think it's a sad thing when you see men and women who in their early days of their Christian experience were all out and out for God. They were in the vanguard of the work of God. And somewhere along the way, they get waylaid. Oh, they're following, but the zeal is gone. The fire is only a smouldering ember now. And many of them, I think of preachers, have come to their last days. And they're no longer in fire for God. And they pass away without hardly anybody knowing or noticing. They ceased a long time ago from following the Lord fully. According to God's grace, I want to be following the Lord fully right to the end. Right to the very end. Like Paul and like Caleb. He followed the Lord fully, never looked back, never halted, never slacked, never slumbered. He was consistent. Caleb and his readiness to follow the Lord fully. In our text you have Caleb's reason for following the Lord fully. The verse before us states clearly why Caleb was so consistent in following his Lord. We're told the Lord said, because he had another spirit with him. There's the reason. The Lord has given us the reason. Because he had another spirit with him. He had another spirit with him. Not only a bold spirit. Not only a generous, noble, heroic spirit. But the spirit of God. The influence of God in his life. And that's how it is, believer. That's how it is. We will act according to the Spirit within us. That's how we'll behave. That's how we'll live. We'll live according to the Spirit we have within us. If we have a worldly spirit, that's how we'll behave. If we have a fleshly spirit, that's how we'll live. The other 10, or the other spies, the 10 of them, they had a cowardly spirit. They had. They weren't trusting in the Lord. They said they're giants in the land. We cannot possibly face them or conquer them. We're just grasshoppers. What about the Lord? The Lord had promised them the land. The Lord told them he would bring them into the land. The Lord told them he would conquer all their enemies. No. No, we can't go up. They're that cowardly, faithless, distrustful spirit. And that's how they behaved. But Caleb had another spirit with him. He had a courageous spirit. The courage of Caleb is never in doubt. We read there in chapter 14, verses 8 and 9. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us. Only rebel not against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them. And the Lord is with us. That's what you like to hear, isn't it? When you're in a battle, that's what you like to hear. A man stand up and say, we can do it, because the Lord's with us. Here you have his faith. Where did he get his courage from? Because he had faith in God. Have faith in God. That's where he got his courage from. And that's why he was able to follow the Lord fully. Look at verse 9. Verse chapter 14. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. If you have a margin, center margin in your Bible, you can look across and look at that word defense. You'll find that it may also be translated shadow. And here is Caleb, and he's saying, let's go up, take possession of the land. Those giants, why, they're bread for us. And their defenses? What are their defenses? Why, they're nothing more than shadows. Shadow can't do you any harm. Their defenses are only shadows. Now, to create a shadow, you need light. And there was a light shining brightly that Caleb could see. For it was the light, it was the one, the light that came from the one who is the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Because look at what Caleb said. Their defense has departed from them, and the Lord is with us. There it is. The Lord is the one who is with us. And when the Lord's with us, why, these giants are only bread. And these defenses are nothing more than shadows. Praise God. It's good to have the Lord with us. And Caleb knew the Lord was with him. And Caleb followed the Lord fully. His faith, he followed the Lord fully as he faced his foes. Didn't matter about the foes. Didn't matter about the enemy. Didn't matter about the Canaanites. Didn't matter about the giants. Caleb says, we're going on. Caleb was determined to follow the Lord fully in spite of his foes. You know, sometimes it's the fear of man, it's the fear of ungodly men that is a hindrance to us following the Lord fully. We don't want the ungodly to see us being so zealous for the Lord. We can follow the Lord and follow him quietly. Not say anything. Don't want them to laugh at us or mock us. Caleb didn't care. Didn't matter about his foes. And I'll tell you something else. It didn't matter about his friends. Because the other spies were supposed to be his friends. And they weren't going to follow the Lord. And they weren't going on into the promised land. Caleb said, I don't care. If you're not going, well, I'm going. And sometimes our friends can be a hindrance to us from following the Lord fully. We need that determination that Caleb had. We need to have that spirit of all heart Caleb had, that the Savior had. He's such a Christ-like man, this Caleb. What did the Lord Jesus say, or was said of him, that he set his face as a flint to go to Jerusalem? Whatever his friends said, whatever his foes said, he was still going to Jerusalem. Caleb had the same spirit in his heart. And he had a conquering spirit. And he who follows the Lord fully cares about the work of God and cares very little about the enemies of the work of God. The other spies didn't seem to care much about the work of the Lord that the Lord had given them to do. They were reluctant to go forward. But not Caleb. He was a man who was always going forward. Go forward was the message the Lord gave to Moses as they came to the Red Sea. Tell them that they go forward. The message, believer, is the same. We need to be going forward in the work of God. We need to have this conquering, victorious spirit that Caleb had with him. He never talked about going back. He never talked about defeat. And he talked about going on. Going up. Going through. I'm sure you've found it as well as I have. There's nothing as depressing. There's nothing as depressing as being in the company of a defeatist. One who is always looking on the dark side of things. One who never seems to see the victory. Never seems to experience the victory. Never seems to step into the victory. Oh, it can't do it. It can't be done. It's impossible. It cannot be done. You know what the motto is for the man who follows the Lord fully? His motto is, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. That's his motto. And believer, let it be our motto. We can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth us. We make that our motto. We'll follow the Lord fully, all the way. All the way, with all of our hearts. And finally and briefly, Caleb and his reward for following the Lord fully. How was he rewarded? Well, we're told there in our text, but my servant Caleb, because he has another spirit with him and has followed me fully. There's the first reward. He was commended. Wasn't commended by Joshua, he was commended by Jehovah. God said, my servant Caleb hath followed me fully. Think of it. Think of that. Think of God saying, my servant has followed me fully. And no one knows us better than God himself. It was God who said, Caleb followed him fully. He was commended. What an honor. What an honor to be commended by God. To receive the well done of God. Only one life to give. We could never, believer, we could never withhold it from God. Only one life to live. We must not miss the well done of God. Must not. If we follow the Lord fully, if we're all heart for Christ, we'll receive the well done of God. His commendation, his Canaan. Because Caleb, the Lord said, followed me fully, him will I bring into the land wherein we went. The others wouldn't see the land. Their carcasses would lie in the wilderness. But Caleb, him will I bring into the land wherein we went. Caleb was given assurance that he would have a place in the promised land. You see, when a man follows the Lord fully, there's no doubt about that man. There's no doubt that man will be in the land of promise. When men begin to follow Christ and they go on for a while and then they fall away and they come to die, the minister's left wondering. Was this man ever in Christ in the first place? Was there ever a work of grace done in his heart at all? Because he's fallen away. No doubts about Caleb. He followed the Lord fully right into the promised land. Let us follow the Lord fully, believer, right into the promised land. Because that's what heaven is made up of. Those who follow the Lamb. Revelation 14 verse 4. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. His commendation. His Canaan. And his children. The text says, and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed. And his children. You think of that. Caleb followed the Lord fully. Followed the Lord fully into the land of promise, and his children followed him. Caleb followed the Lord, and Caleb's children followed him. And they all arrived in the land of promise. How are we leading our children today? And if they're following us, where are we leading them to? Because they will. They'll follow in your footsteps. Caleb's children followed him. And followed him into the land of promise. May our children follow us into the land of promise, into heaven and home. So I told a story a couple of years ago to the children at the parents' night of our school. But the father who went out one snowy evening was going down to the local beer store to purchase liquor. And he got halfway there and he happened to turn around and he saw his young son following him. And his young son was placing his feet in the steps of his father, in the footprints of his father that were left in the snow. And that troubled the father and said, am I leading my son to a drunkard's life? And he gave up the drink there and then. Our children are placing their feet in our footsteps. And where are we leading them? I trust that we will all be like Caleb. Follow the Lord fully and be all heart for Christ. Let's bow our heads in prayer.